this is not just an issue for New Zealand. The fact that social media platforms have been used to spread violence, material that incites violence, all of us, I think, need to present a united front. When it comes to racism, extremism, violence, we domestically have duties upon us as well.
That was New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern talking about the need for broader action on hate speech online. She's one of the many voices calling on the big social media companies to play a bigger role in regulating this kind of material. But what incentives do companies like Facebook and Google actually have to change their actions? Lawyer Josh Bornstein believes the answer is to hit them with lawsuits. And he joins us now. Josh, welcome.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
So why lawsuits? If you believe that this behaviour does need to change, why take it to the courts instead of introducing government regulation?
Well, I actually believe you need government regulation that would allow two things to happen, a dual system of regulation, so you have a regulatory body that can monitor, regulate and fine the big social media platforms, but you also enable individuals who are harmed to be able to sue the big companies where that harm occurs as a result of negligence by those companies.
At this stage, could people or individuals or groups be suing Facebook? I mean, are there any precedents?
Other than for defamation, no. What would be required is a specific law which imposes a duty of care on Facebook, Google, Twitter, whatever the big monopoly company is, towards its users. Where there was negligence, a failure to fulfil that duty of care, and harm was caused, then a person could take action. In the same way, it's really the same approach that we take to workplace safety. You can take a similar approach to cyber safety. So at the moment, we're really dealing with largely a regulation-free environment where anything goes.
You point to Germany as a country that's taken the lead on prompting these tech monopolies to regulate their content. What are they doing, and could we learn a lot from that?
Yes, they've got one part of this right. Essentially, Europe is leading the way when it comes to regulation of big technology companies. There's quite a growing debate politically in America, Canada, New Zealand, and not so much, unfortunately, in Australia. But in Germany, they've really led the charge because they have introduced a law which imposes huge penalties on big technology companies which allow hate speech, you know, racist, violent speech to be promulgated on their platforms. And as a result, there is a strong financial incentive on those companies to clean the platforms up, and they have hired thousands of staff that monitor those platforms in order to keep them clean. So that's, I think, a really important precedent that should be adopted globally.
If Australia was to follow suit and copy Germany, essentially, or look at this model, how would it impact the sector? Would it have an impact?
The main impact it would have is it would force the companies to clean up their act and to stop and reduce the harm that is caused on their platforms. When we go shopping in a supermarket, we don't expect the roof to fall in or to fall over and hurt ourselves because it's a safe and dangerous place. When we get on an airplane, we expect proper regulation of the skies. When we use our roads, we have laws that regulate how they're used and enforcement and compensation insurance. When we get onto the internet, it is anything goes, the Wild West. And at the moment, unfortunately, too many politicians in too many jurisdictions are struggling and are overwhelmed by what to do about the internet. In addition, we've got the problem that the companies involved are the most successful and profitable monopolies in arguably in the history of capitalism. So they have significant lobbying power and try and fight back against regulation whenever it's suggested.
So You say that, you know, it's the Wild West, and I think that's a very good description. We know Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he wants to take it to the G20 and deal with it at that level. Would that resolve some of the issues, or should Australia start going it alone before that?
I don't think it's mutually exclusive. I think having given evidence to a Senate inquiry about cyber hate, I have seen for myself the struggle that particularly older politicians have with the notion of the internet and regulating it. It's something they struggle to get their heads around. But I think there is enormous scope to start exploring the options that could be deployed in Australia, as well as cooperating with other countries. It's not good enough for Scott Morrison or any other politician to simply say, I'm going to have a talk to Facebook about them being nicer and cleaning up their site. That's a bit like saying to the Commonwealth Bank, we'd like you to be nice to customers from now on. We need proper regulation, and it needs to be government regulation, and as part of that, law reform, which allows people harmed by these sites to take action. Once those companies have a strong financial incentive to clean up their sites, you watch them deploy their resources. They have the most resources available, arguably, than any other corporate entities that we've ever seen.
Josh, thank you so much for coming on and at least sharing your view for how this could be reformed. I think this is an area where I think there is rare unity. People do want action. They're frustrated, they're angry, and they do want action. Thanks so much for joining us.
I hope you're right, Patricia, and thank you very much.
Josh Bornstein is an employment lawyer, and he heads the National Employment and Industrial Law Practice at Maurice Blackburn Lawyers. This is RN Drive.